الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله In the light of hadith is our episode. In this program, inshallah, we will attain some lights from the beautiful sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Today I select a hadith in which very beautiful qualities of a mu'min have been mentioned. Hadith is narrated by Hadrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Anasin radiyallahu anhu. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان من كان الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما ومن أحب عبدا لا يحبه إلا لله ومن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يلقى في النار حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ narrated the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam has stated whoever possesses the following three qualities will have the sweetness of faith the one to whom Allah and his messenger become dearer than anything else second who loves a person and he loves him only for Allah's sake third quality who hates to revert to disbelief as he hates to be thrown into the fire Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi reported this hadith in this hadith three qualities have been mentioned and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told the person who has these three qualities he will attain the sweetness of faith as sweet thing has sweetness similarly iman and faith have its sweetness as well and the person who wanna attain this sweetness he should acquire these three qualities what are those qualities again I'll mention the first one man kana allah wa rasuluhu ahabba ilayhi mimma siwahuma he should love allah and his messenger more than anyone else more than anything else Allah and his messenger should be dearer to him than anything else that is the first quality the second quality whomsoever he loves he should love only for the sake of Allah he should love only for the sake of Allah his love should be under the love of Allah azza wa jalla His love should be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the second quality. Then the third quality is mentioned, وَمَنْ يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ أَنْ أَنْقَذَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ When he is faithful, he is believer, he should be very firm in his belief. He should be very steadfast on his belief. If he is thrown into fire for leaving iman and faith he prefer being thrown into fire over leaving iman and faith he loves faith too much in this way so that is the third quality so the person who has these three qualities loving of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and loving for the sake of Allah and being steadfast over iman and belief he will get the sweetness of iman now a little bit explanation of these three qualities the first condition for attaining the sweetness of iman making allah and his rasul dearer to him more than anyone else. That is not a strange thing for a mu'min. Every Muslim and every mu'min knows very well that his iman should be on that level. His iman should have that quality that Allah and His Rasul should be dearer to him more than anything else. As we find this quality in the lives of Sahaba Ikram, in the life of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, other Sahaba Ikram who sacrificed their lives, their wealth, their everything on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They preferred the pleasure of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over their own pleasures and wishes and wills. They prefer the likes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over their own likes. As regarding Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the time of death of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, so he was happy, and he was saying, wa taraba, what a happiful moment. His wife was worried, and she was saying, what kind of happiness this time? You are departing this world, you are departing us, you are departing your life, you are leaving your life, you are leaving this world. And Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was happy, because after his demise, he would have to meet the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would have get the ziyarah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why he was very happy that time when he was departing this life. And the second quality which has been mentioned in this hadith, that whomsoever we love, we should love for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah. As we love the prophets of Allah, as we love the friends of Allah, awliya kiram, we love sufiya kiram, we love ulama kiram, we love scholars. Why? Because of the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is loving someone or something for the sake of Allah. But there is another thing as well. And this action has an excellence as well, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one place, anta ma'a man ahbabta, you would be with whom you love. You would be with whom you love. Means on the day of judgment, you would be with that person to whom you love in this world. As we love awliya kiram, we love Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala, we love Ala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we love awliya kiram. So inshallah, on the day of judgment, we would be in the company of these personalities, in the company of these friends of Allah, inshallah azza wa jal. So the thing which has been mentioned here, that we should love someone for the sake of Allah. So we love awliya and anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. But there is another thing as well. These personalities and some particular things we love only for the sake of Allah. Loving Makkah, loving Medina, loving Baitul Muqaddas, loving Masjid. That is for the sake of Allah. So from Masajid, so we don't offer our prayer in every Masjid. We offer prayer in some Masajid. But we love other Masajid as well. Why? Because they are the houses of Allah. They are the sacred places. So that's why we love those Masajid as well. So that love is for the sake of Allah. But that quality should appear in our other aspects of life as well. In our daily life as well. As in our worldly matters, in our worldly life, we love some people and sometimes we hate some people. We like some people, we dislike some people. We like some places, we dislike some places. So that liking and disliking, and that loving and hate should be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. For example, there is a person who sometimes teased us, who hurt us. But because he is a true servant of the religion of Allah, he is a true muballigh, and he is a preacher of Islam. So he might have hurt us, but because he is the servant of religion and he is conveying the message of Allah and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so for that purpose we should forgive that person and we should love that person. And might be there is a person who is very polite and kind towards us. He is our benefactor. He has given us favors in our lives. But because he is ma'adallah, he is the enemy of Allah and his messenger. So we should hate that person. We should dislike that person. We should be away that person. Why? For the sake of Allah. So that is another thing. So though we have this quality on a certain level that we love prophets alayhi salatu wasalam and awliya kiram and sufiya kiram and other personalities for the sake of Allah, but in our worldly life and in our worldly matters, this quality should appear as well. Now, in other words, as in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whomsoever you love, you should love for the sake of Allah. It means, in other words, if you say, we can say that our first priority should be pleasure of Allah. Our first priority should be pleasure of Allah and His Messenger. When we set this quality as our priority, so then we do everything with regard to this quality. As for example, as we love our wealth, everyone loves his wealth. But when we love Allah and we love wealth for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, so there wouldn't be any hesitation in spending that wealth in the path of Allah. Because when love of Allah is more than that love of wealth, so this less beloved thing would be sacrificed for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain piety. You will never attain al-bir. Piety is righteousness. Until حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Until you spend from what you love. From what you love. From your wealth you love. So until your beloved wealth you spend in the path of Allah, for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah, you will never attain piety. So now spending that beloved wealth for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah, it means the person is preferring the love of Allah over his love with his wealth. Then there is another ayah as well. In another ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. And he gives wealth for the love of Allah. When he gives wealth in charity to poor people, to needy people, to destitute people, when he provides food to a poor person, so he is providing that for the love of Allah. Ala hubbihi. There are two meanings of this word. Despite love with that wealth, means he spends his wealth despite loving that wealth. And the other translation, that he gives that wealth in charity to poor people for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then there is another ayah as well. وَيُطْعِمُونَ طَعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. They say, the people who love Allah Azza wa Jal and who have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in their hearts, those people, Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning their qualities and their actions and deeds, and they give food for the love of Allah to destitute and the orphan and the captive. They give food for the love of Allah. They give food to destitute, miskinam wa yatimam wa asira, destitute and orphan and captive. Why? Ala hubbihi, because of the love of Allah. And then they give that food to those poor people, to needy people. They say, we feed you seeking Allah's pleasure only. We feed you seeking Allah's pleasure only. We wish from you neither reward nor thanks. La nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura. We don't wish any thank from you and any reward from you, any return from you. We are providing you food. Why? Innama nut'imukum liwajhillah, for the pleasure of Allah. Subhanallah. So look at the action of these people about whom Allah Azza wa Jal is describing in this place. So they are feeding poor people, they are providing food to them, but everything is for the pleasure of Allah. So it means, and if we explain more this hadith, so we can say, feeding someone, giving wealth in charity, and spending money in the path of Allah, these are our intended and our determined and our decided actions. Means we decide, we make intention to spend wealth in the path of Allah, give charity in the path of Allah. So these are our decided actions. But not only those decided and intended actions should be for the sake of Allah. Even our wishes and our thoughts and our sentiments should be immersed in the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. Even our thoughts, our wishes, which are not under our control, but we should do everything for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla again and again until even our emotions should come under the pleasure of Allah, that should be immersed in the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Our emotions should be like that. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in one ayah in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, O beloved Prophet, verily, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living, and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the all mankind. Now look at this ayah. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, indeed, my salat, my prayer, وَنُسُكِي, and my sacrifice, وَمَحْيَايَ, and my living, my whole living, including everything, وَمَمَاتِي, and my dying, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, are for Allah, the Lord of all the mankind, who is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So in life, everything is included. Life attains everything. So then, our death is for Allah, our life is for Allah, our prayer is for Allah, our sacrifice is for Allah, our all worships are for Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it means our whole being should be immersed in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that should be for the sake of Allah Azza. All of our actions should be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then there is another ayah as well. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Almighty Allah has stated, verily, Allah has purchased of the believers their lives and their properties for the price that there shall be the paradise. Allah Azza wa Jal has purchased. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى. Allah Azza wa Jal has purchased مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, from the believers, what he has purchased, anfusahum, their lives, wa amwalahum, and their properties, in the price, bi anna lahumul jannah, there would be paradise for them. It means we have sold out our lives and our properties, our wealth, our everything to Allah Azza wa Jal in the price of paradise for us. Allah Azza wa Jal has purchased from us our lives and our wealth. So then our life had been sold out, our wealth had been sold out. So what is for us and what is of us? Everything is of Allah Azza wa Jal. In reality, everything is of Allah Azza wa Jal. But when we have sold out these things deliberately and intentionally to Allah Azza wa Jal, so now our life, our property, our actions, our wealth, everything should be spent. Everything should be spent in following the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the quality of true believers. Then in another ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. And of mankind is he who would sell himself seeking the pleasure of Allah. اِبْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. For seeking the pleasures of Allah, he would sell his own self. And really, that should be the quality of every Muslim which is needed and which is required. So now, when everything of us should be for Allah Azza wa Jal, and when we love Allah Azza wa Jal, and whomsoever and whatever we love, that should be for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now, we should come to know, and we should learn and know what actions are disliked by Allah and what actions are liked by Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran many of them. In Ahadith and Quran, all would be found, but in this place, I'll mention some of them. Some things, some kind of people which are beloved to Allah, which are liked by Allah, and some kind of people who are disliked by Allah. So we should think about ourselves. We should test our own lives, whether they are like those people who are beloved to Allah, or our life is like those people who are ma'ad Allah, disliked by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves pious ones, pious people. Allah loves pious people. In another ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent and loves those who clean themselves. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah loves those who show patience. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who put their trust in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah loves those who do justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, Allah loves those who are righteous. Then those people and things which are disliked by Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. Allah does not like discord and disorder. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Indeed, He doesn't like the oppressors. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Indeed, Allah does not like those who cross the limits or who oppress others. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Indeed, He doesn't like those who show arrogance, the arrogant ones. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَارِحِينَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا. The dishonest people, the arrogant people, and the sinner one, the sinful people, and the people who have haughtiness and arrogance in their heart, Allah does not like these people. So now, we should think about ourselves. We should look at our own qualities and attributes and our character. What is that? Do we have piety? Do we have repentance? Do we repent from our sins? Do we like cleanliness and do we do that? Do we show patience at the time of difficulty and problem and hardship? And do we really put our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal as it should be? And do we do justice with others? And are we righteous people? Then what is our conduct regarding discord and disorder? And what is our character regarding injustice? And do we cross the limit? Do we show arrogance? Do we show haughtiness? Are we dishonest? So that is a whole list. That is a complete list. These are the qualities. The loved ones and the disliked ones. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in this place. So we should think about our lives in the light of these qualities. When we love Allah and our first priority is getting the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, so then we should think about our character and our actions and deeds as well. How are those? In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the third quality. وَمَنْ يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ أَنْ أَنْقَذَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. Who hates to revert to disbelief as he hates to be thrown into fire. He is steadfast on his belief. He is very firm in his belief. And he will prefer to be thrown into fire over reverting towards disbelief, ma'adallah. So he should have that disliking and that hate in his heart regarding disbelief, as Sahaba Ikram had. Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Khubayb, Hazrat Ammar bin Yasir, Hazrat Yasir and Hazrat Sumayya. So they preferred belief even on their lives. Some of them were killed, but they didn't leave Iman and faith. They didn't leave Islam. They were punished. They were hurt. They were teased. They were dragged on the ground. But they didn't leave Iman. They didn't leave faith. Every time they proclaimed Allahu Ahad, Allahu Ahad, Allahu Ahad. Muhammad is the Prophet of Allah. They proclaimed every time, whenever they were punished, they didn't leave. They never left Iman and faith even for a while. That was their belief, and that was the quality which had been mentioned in this hadith. In this hadith of Mubarak, مَنْ يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. And those people who are really true Muslims, real Muslims and true believers, they have these qualities in their hearts. Because when the heart is enlightened properly and perfectly with the light of Iman and faith, so then these qualities are acquired automatically. And what is the reward of these people who are steadfast and who never leave their faith and Iman, whatever happens, they never leave. So what is the reward for those people? Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Hadid, ayah number 12, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. On the day, you shall see the believing men and the believing women, their light running forward before them, and by their right hands, glad tidings for you this day. Gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever. Truly, this is the great success. That is the reward of those people who remain steadfast on their faith in this world. What would they acquire on the day of judgment? Yes, a nuruhum baina aydihim wa bi aymanihim. There would be a light in front of them, on the right side, and on the right side, and they would be in that light, in the darkness of the day of judgment, they would be in light, and that light will guide them towards paradise, towards Jannah, and then they will be given glad tidings from Allah Azza wa Jal through angels. Bushraakum al-yawm, they are glad tidings for you today. And what is that glad tiding? Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhaaru khalidina fiha. These are the gardens of paradise. Beneath them the rivers flow, and you will live there forever. So for a while we should think about these qualities in ourselves as well. Do we have these qualities? Are the signs of our true believers, which have been mentioned here, found in our lives? If there is any lack, shortcoming, we should fulfill that, and we should finish that lack, and we should acquire these qualities. May Allah enable us to get these qualities. Now the next hadith, and that hadith again about the sweetness of Iman. Hadith has been narrated by Hadrat Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhuma. Anil Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dhaqa ta'mal imani man radiya billahi rabban wa bil islami deenan wa bi muhammadin rasula. Rawahu Musliman. It was narrated from Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib that he heard the Messenger of Allah saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he has found the taste of faith who is content with Allah as his Lord, Islam as his religion, and Muhammad as his prophet. Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi has reported this hadith. Three qualities have been mentioned in this hadith, and these are very close to the previous hadith. Dhaqa ta'mal iman, found the taste of faith. As in previous hadith, the sweetness of faith has been described, and in this hadith the taste of faith has been mentioned. It means iman and faith has a taste and sweetness, and it is given and granted to that person who has these three qualities. What are these three qualities? We see the quality is one, but it has three aspects. The first, man radiya billahi rabban, who is content with Allah as his Lord, wa bil islami deenan, and he is content, he is satisfied with Islam as his religion, wa bi muhammadin rasulah, and he is satisfied with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as messenger of Allah. So the one who has that satisfaction in his heart, he attains the taste of faith and iman. Now, what does that mean? Means the person is satisfied with Allah as his Lord, the person is satisfied with Islam as his religion, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as his messenger. So what is the meaning of that satisfaction and content? So the meaning of this satisfaction is that when a person has belief in Allah and his messenger and Islam, then there shouldn't be any doubt in his heart regarding this. There shouldn't be any disliking regarding any matter belong to this. There shouldn't be any hesitation. There shouldn't be any doubt. There shouldn't be any disliking. He should be satisfied with all the commandments of Allah, whether those commandments are against his wishes and wills, his likes. But whatever the commandment of Allah, he has to follow, he has to believe in that, he has to follow that. That's the meaning of being satisfied with this. As regarding Rahman radiya billahi rabban, he is satisfied, he is content with Allah as his Lord. So whatever the commandment of Allah is, he should be satisfied with that. He should have belief in that, and there shouldn't be any doubt in his heart, and there shouldn't be any disliking in his heart. As Allah has mentioned in one place, as there are some people who are not, they have some doubts regarding interest and usury. They say, no, the progress, the prosperity could be attained through interest. The world can survive because of interest. If the interest system is eliminated, so then the world can't make progress. So that kind of doubts are in the minds of many people, they who claim to be Muslims, but they have these kind of doubts. Then the commandments of Islam and Allah Azza wa Jal regarding music, dance, and intermingling of males and females, then regarding particularly wearing hijab, veiling. So they have some doubts or they have some disliking in their hearts. Sometimes, despite claiming as Muslims, they utter words against wearing hijab and intermingling of males and females and interest and music and dancing. So they utter words against the commandments of Islam. So what is that? If they are content with Allah as their Lord, so they can't utter those words. They can't speak those words. At any cost, they would defend Islam and they would defend the commandments of Allah. Instead, they are raising questions. What is that? They don't know the wisdom behind the commandments of Allah, wisdom behind these commandments. But if they don't know the wisdom, it doesn't mean that they should have some doubts. And they should have some doubts, they should have some disliking. If they don't know the wisdom behind many commandments of Allah, but Allah knows better. He is all wise, he is all knowing, Hakim and Aleem. Allah knows better. What is the wisdom behind the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal? And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Now, listen the translation of this ayah and look at your condition. Look at your mindset. Look at your own thinking regarding the commandment of Islam. If my addressee is the one who has ma'adala some kind of doubts, so he should listen the translation. What Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning this ayah. He said, and you may dislike a thing which is good for you, and you may like a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows, but you don't know. Allah knows, but you do not know. Now, again and again, recite this ayah, again and again recite this ayah and ponder upon the meaning of this ayah. Ponder upon the meaning of this ayah. Asa an takrahu shayyam wa huwa khayrun lakum. You may dislike a thing, why that thing is good for you. Wa huwa khayrun lakum. Wa asa an tuhibbu shayyam wa huwa sharrun lakum. And you may like a thing which is bad for you. Which is bad for you. Wallahu ya'lamu. Allah knows. Wa antum la ta'lamun. And you don't know. You are creation and he is creator. You are nothing and he is Ahkamul Hakimin. You know nothing and He knows everything. Wallahu ya'lam wa antum la ta'lam. You do not know, Allah knows. So when Allah Azza wa Jal is giving a commandment, so though we don't know the wisdom behind that, but when Allah Azza wa Jal is giving that commandment, we have to believe in that and we have to believe in the wisdom in that. Though we don't know. Apparently we don't know. But when in this world, when an expert in a field tells us something, though we are unable to understand that wisdom, but we trust and we rely on that expert, because he is expert, he has expertise in this field, and he has a huge experience. He has a huge experience behind this statement. So just because of his expertise and his skills, we trust on that person and we don't raise any question, we don't have any doubt regarding that. So what about Allah Azza wa Jal, who is all knowing, who is all wise, who is our creator, who is our Lord, who is our sustainer, who is worthy of worship? None is worthy of worship except Allah. So when Allah Azza wa Jal is giving us a commandment, so we must not have any doubt in our heart. We must not have any disliking in our heart. So that is the meaning of man radiya billahi rabban, who is content with Allah as his Lord. Then the second, wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin rasoola, and in another hadith, wa bi muhammadin nabiyya. So now we should be satisfied and content with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our prophet. Means there shouldn't be any hesitation in the acceptance of any commandment of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, in the same way in which we are not allowed to have any doubt regarding the commandments of Allah. So by the same token, we are not allowed to have to raise any doubtful question in acceptance of the commandments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, fala wa rabbika la yu'minuna hatta yuhaqqimuka fima shajara bainahum thumma la yajidu fi anfusihim harajan mimma qadayta wa yusallimu taslima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, so by your Lord, they can have no faith until they make you judge in all disputes between them and find in themselves no resistance against your decisions and accept them with full submission. They must accept your decision with full submission, and there shouldn't be any resistance even in their hearts from their mouth, so they will go out of the fold of Islam openly, but even in their hearts there shouldn't be any resistance in accepting the decision of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they must accept the decision of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with full submission. Wa yusallimu taslima. That is the meaning of wa bi Muhammadin rasula. They are content with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his prophet. Then regarding Islam, wa bil islami deena, wa bil islami deena is also in the same way. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in one place in the Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Only those are the believers who have believed in Allah and His Messenger and afterward doubt not, but strive with their wealth and their lives for the cause of Allah. Those, they are the truthful. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. They are the truthful. Now look at particularly these words, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. In only those are the believers who have believed in Allah and His Messenger. Now what is the next requirement? What is the next requirement of this faith and belief? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. They must not have any doubt. They must not have any doubt regarding Allah and His Messenger and the commandments of Islam. Because when they have believed in Allah and His Messenger, when they have accepted Islam as their religion, so now they are not allowed and they don't have any option to have any doubt regarding the commandments of Islam. So now we should look at ourselves and we should think about ourselves as well, because in our society there are some people who have some doubts regarding many commandments of Islam. So which kind of Muslim they are? Which kind of Muslim are they? If they have any doubt in the basic commandment of Islam, so then there is no faith, then there is no Iman. We should be very careful in this regard. There is another meaning of this Hadith of Mubarak as well. Just I'll give a hint of that. Man radiya billahi rabbah, who is content with Allah as his Lord. The other meaning of this particular word is, if any hardship comes from Allah Azza wa Jal, and if a person is inflicted with a hardship and difficulty and problem and disease, so he should show patience at that time, and he must not utter any word against the will of Allah. He should be content with the decision of Allah. He should be satisfied with the decision of Allah regarding this person. If Allah Azza wa Jal is testing me in this way, with disease, with some loss, with some other problems and anxiety and stress and some other problems and troubles in my life, if Allah Azza wa Jal is testing me in this way, I would show patience and I would remain satisfied. Not because of hardships and because of problems and troubles, ma'adallah, anyone leaves Islam, ma'adallah, as it happens sometimes. If it happens, it means he is not satisfied with Allah as his Lord. Because when he is satisfied with Allah as his Lord, so then whatever comes from Allah Azza wa Jal, he would accept with open heart. He would accept with open heart. May Allah grant us these qualities, and may Allah perfect our faith and Iman. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
In the light of Hadith, in the light of Hadith, in the light of Hadith, in the